Words in the News from bbclearningenglish.com.
Mohamed Gedo's winning goal with less than 5 minutes remaining provided the 2010 Cup of Nations with a dramatic end. But this competition will probably be remembered for what happened before it had started. The deadly attack on the Togo team bus dominated headlines across the world. The team went home, and then on the eve of the final, CAF, the governing body of African football, took the controversial decision to ban Togo from the next two tournaments because of political interference. In between, there's been some exciting football. A few surprise results played out in front of enthusiastic crowds inside impressive stadiums. Egypt have been worthy winners. For the third successive Cup of Nations, their attractive, clever brand of football has been too good for their opponents. Their failure to qualify for the World Cup in South Africa is a mystery. Meanwhile, Ghana's performance in reaching the final without so many of their best players is a sign of their growing stature in international football. Hosting such a major sports event was a big challenge for Angola. The local organisers talk of their pride at what's been achieved, despite the low numbers of foreign fans who stayed away because Angola was too expensive.